is awesome. And a lot of you have had these quiet times where you're like, oh God, help me to get back into this rhythm with classes and school. But let's see some love in the chat if you're excited to be here tonight at midweek. I'm excited to preach the word to you guys and get into the Bible. You guys can be turning to Ephesians chapter 4. We're going to be looking there in a moment. And we're diving into a really a super important topic, which is discipling in the one another way, which we'll break down tonight. But really, we're talking about what it means to be a Christian tonight. A lot of what it means to be a Christian is solid relationships, discipling relationships. And I do just want to encourage everyone, even, you know, before I dive in more here, is I'm just so grateful to be a part of this ministry. You know, you guys are just a special group, and I love seeing God forge the relationships within this campus ministry. You know, it's been awesome, you know, last school year to see God add to our number, to see Baba or Tunde and Anthony and Carlos and Kennedy and Brittany, you know, added to the kingdom, and just to see people coming into this family and having godly relationships that are so special that we can't find in the world. And so we just love you guys. Hannah and I are so grateful and excited to keep building our friendships with you guys that just shine a light to New York City. But here's the thing, guys, is this amazing family here wouldn't exist if it wasn't for Jesus, if it wasn't for his life, right? And it wouldn't exist, especially because he set the example of how to have great spiritual relationships and how to call each other higher, right? And so, you know, the only reason why we're all here is because someone obeyed the Bible, imitated Jesus, and shared their faith with you and said, hey, I want to help you know God, and I want to help you obey God's commands, right? We all know Matthew 28, right? Verse 20, go make disciples, but then teach them to obey. And so this campus ministry is the way it is because we're trying to imitate Jesus. We're here tonight because of his example of discipling relationships. And so we want to see God's family grow. I mean, don't you guys want to see more people come into this family, but not only be baptized, but mature, to grow, to have great relationships, to every year that we're becoming more like Christ and we're becoming closer to one another. And some of you here, you might, you know, hear this word discipling and feel like, all right, I kind of know what that is, but like, what is discipling? You know, even in the Christian world, that's not something that we see in churches all the time. It can actually be pretty rare to have these solid discipling relationships. So what is discipling? Let's talk about it. Well, we see in the Gospels that Jesus took 12 ordinary people and made them into the most influential world changers of all time, right? Jesus invested in these men deeply. He was a friend. He was a mentor. And in Mark chapter 1, he says, I'll make you fishers of men. I'll make you into something great if you let me, if you follow me. And so that's what Jesus wants to do in this process and doing life with him. He wants to make us into something great. And so in the Gospels, we see men and women follow Jesus, and he forges this team, these relationships that lead to a changed world, right? And so Jesus discipled his disciples every day. He taught them, he trained them, he loved them, and he helped them become their absolute best at life. And so Jesus is calling us to the one another way. You know, we see that phrase, one another, show up a lot, to love one another, encourage one another, be patient with one another, right? The list goes on. That word in the Greek is this word, aleon, which literally means mutually or reciprocally, right? We see this phrase, one another, about 59 times in the Bible. And there are specific commands teaching us how to have good relationships with one another, right? And so that's where really we get this idea of discipling, is the one another way. And so in short, the Bible is calling us to mutually help each other be more like Jesus. And that's the purpose of discipling, is to become more like Christ. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 22, let's read there. Paul says in verse 22, he says, "You were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. Therefore, each of you must put off falsehood and speak truthfully to your neighbor, for we are all members of one body." We'll stop there. And so Paul, he's writing here to the disciples in Ephesus, and he's saying, look, you were taught to put off your old sinful self, right? The way you used to live your life in sin, put that off and put on the new self. Put on the new, to be made new in the attitude of your minds. And so it's not just that we become Christians and we're like, hey, amen, I'm baptized, I'm right with God, I'm saved. But really that baptism is the beginning. And as soon as we get out of the water, we go after letting God and the scriptures continue to change us, right? Repentance, that mind change, that God continues to change us and make us into these totally new people and creating this new humanity. And so Paul says, hey, you were created to be not just a better version of Mark or yourself, but a better version of not just Jesus, but he says, you were created to be like God. And that might feel like, are you serious? That sounds like a lot of pressure. It sounds like a lot of weight. But that's what the scriptures are saying here, is you were created to be like God, to embody him. And so wouldn't it make sense that God would bless us with relationships that would help us fulfill that God-given purpose, that we are created to be like him? So God says, all right, I'm going to give you the church. I'm going to give you these relationships. They're going to help you fulfill that purpose, to be like God. And so, man, we got to be so grateful, man, that Jesus set it up this way, that we could have the body of Christ, so we could grow, we could help each other grow. And so we got to let people speak truth into our lives, right? Not just what we want to hear, but what we need to hear, right? In order to better know Christ and see ourselves better. And so let me really try to make something clear here, is that discipling isn't about just being monitored or controlled by someone else in the faith, right? It's not just about a checkup each week. You know, hey, bro, did you read your Bible this week? Hey, bro, how's this going? Hey, sis, how's this going? But no, it's a relationship, right? I mean, think about a healthy relationship. You know, Rob and I, we don't just text each other each week and say, hey, bro, you had a good quiet time today? Cool, man, talk to you next week. No, Rob and I are in there with each other. You know, sometimes he'll call me and be like, dude, Bradley's in the tub with Tyler right now going crazy. And I just feel like, man, I'm part of his life. You know, I know what's going on in Rob's life. And so maybe one of your friends, you know, doesn't have two toddlers running around and doing stuff like that, but it's picking up the phone and saying, hey, how you doing? You know, I know we already had our D time this week, but how are you? How's your day? How's that test? How's your study going? So it's about seeing our need for people. It's about friendship. It's about having a safe space. Someone that you can go through the good and the bad with, right? The hills and the valleys. Someone that you feel that you can trust, that you can confess your sin to, right? We all have sin. And we gotta be people that are open about our lives, right? And so, yes, we want to speak truth and we want to challenge and sharpen each other. But number one, what helps you to invite someone in to challenge you is someone that you already are close with and you trust, right? It's weird when a stranger calls out your character and calls you higher, but it's a little less weird when your best friend does that because they know you and you've helped them before and now they're helping you, right? And so we got to value that. I hope that makes sense. And we got to humbly accept people leading us to the Bible and saying, hey, bro, like, I think you might have a blind spot here. Or, hey, sis, like, have you ever thought about this? You know, when you said that, how that might hurt someone. Or we got to let people speak biblical truth. And so I just want to ask you tonight, are you letting people speak truth into your life? Do you value that? Do you go after help, initiating help, and just giving people the green light to tell you how they think you can become more like Jesus? You know, are you letting people in? Or do you make it hard for people to disciple you or to mentor you, to train you? You know, those words are kind of interchangeable there. And so I want to look at a couple scriptures just back to back here. I'm going to read them back to back and just notice just the character of what these scriptures are calling us to and the attitude, right? The first one is James chapter 4, verse 6. James 4, 6 says, God opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble. James 1, 19 to 21. James 1, 19 to 21. He says, my dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen and slow to speak and slow to become angry, because human anger does not produce the righteousness that God desires. Therefore, get rid of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the word of God planted in you, which can save you. Proverbs 12, verse 1. Proverbs 12, 1. Whoever loves discipline loves knowledge, but whoever hates correction is stupid. Remember when I was younger, I'm like, man, the Bible says stupid? Man, my mom doesn't even let me say stupid. You know, I was like, come on now. So that's what the Bible's saying. Oh, you're not going to let that sister correct you? Bible's saying you're stupid, because that's going to help you be more like Jesus and a better friend and a better sister, a better brother. And so we got to live out these scriptures. We got to have this Christ-like attitude, and that we got to pray to be more like him, be willing to let people in. And so, do you have a learner's heart? Ask yourself that. Do I have a learner's heart, right? You know, here's signs that you may not have a learner's heart. One is you just show up to D time. You don't come with questions. You don't come with things to be vulnerable about in your life, good or bad. And you don't really come to encourage whoever's in your discipling group or if it's one-on-one. But someone with a learner's heart is saying, man, this person is taking out time in their life to, you know, get to know my junk and help me with it. Let me come ready. Let me milk this time, right? Let me think about, man, how is my relationship with God? What, my discipler, what are things in their life that I want to see in my life with God, right? And that we're not just having this time in the week and hoping that it goes well, but that you're coming ready, eager to learn. And I know that it's tough right now, guys, you know, everything over Zoom and having classes over Zoom and then having your discipling time over Zoom. I totally understand Zoom fatigue, but we can't let the virtual experience of it stop us from really valuing those times, right? Where we're learning from each other and getting that discipling time. And hey, I'm all for phone calls. You know, like I've probably had more just phone calls in a long time. You know, there's something beautiful now about not looking at a screen. So that can be effective too, but we still need to see our need for those weekly times, but coming with the learner's heart. You know, a question that I think is all good for all of us to ask ourselves is and really asking the person that's discipling you, is just saying, how can I be more like Jesus? What do you see in me? What do you see in me that I'm not seeing? That's a humble question to ask, no matter where you're at or how many years you've been a Christian. And so, you know, those are just some practical things there. Come with questions. Come sharing what you've learned from your quiet time. Your quiet time can be a blessing to your D group, sharing what you've learned. Sometimes the Holy Spirit will move, and what you're learning is going to help the other friend in your discipling time. But come ready But also think about what you want to learn, right? That you're the one setting up your time in the week, that you're not waiting for whoever's discipling you to reach out, but you're saying, hey, when can we meet up? When can we get time? And just to be frank here, we're not doing the world or the church a favor at all when we don't grow, right? When we don't grow, the church doesn't grow. When the church doesn't grow, the world doesn't see Jesus. It's that simple, right? So these little decisions, these individual decisions that we each make, they make a big thing. And if we're not growing, how's New York City going to get to know God? How are we going to see justice, right? We can post stuff on Instagram. We can do things. But really, guys, where the change is you got to change yourself before you can see change in your city or on your campus, right? And so we got to think about, okay, am I trying to change or let God change me so that I can be used to change the world? We're not just trying to be better versions of ourselves or a good person, but we're trying to be world changers God's way. Amen. And so to keep it simple, when the relationships aren't there, the growth won't be there either. And that's just a good question to ask is, are you grateful for discipling relationships? You know, do you have moments in the months where you're like, man, I'm just so grateful for this D group. I'm so grateful for this friend, you know, to reflect on that. I mean, when's the last time you just told your discipler, hey, just thank you. Thank you for helping me mature. You know, I think we gotta get used to that. Just expressing our gratitude, expressing thanks. And I know that in a group this size, you know, there's times happening every week where we're learning from one another, where we're getting sharpened, and that people are helping us grow, you know, and be more like Christ. And so I want to open it up here for a couple minutes, actually, just to hear from you guys. And just to be specific here, that you can unmute yourself and share and lift up someone on this call that you feel like has really helped you grow in the past year or past school year. And maybe it's one simple thing that you feel like they've inspired you to grow in or helped you with, but I think it'd be cool to hear from one another, just some real life examples of someone that's helped you grow, that's in your D group or disciples you. And so if you would like to share, please go for it. It can be short and sweet, but it'd be great to hear from one another. So just put, you know, me in the chat and we can go in that order. And we'll just do this for a couple minutes and then we'll move on. But let's get Jada to kick us off and we'll have Lily close us. Okay, Kennedy, close us out. Go for it.
Awesome sauce. Chelsea, hey girl, hey baby girl. I just wanted to say that, like, you are amazing. You have been such a light in my life. You have, like, helped me to grow and I'm still growing and you're teaching me, like, better ways that, like, God can mold me into, like, a great and, like, holy woman. And I'm, like, so blessed to have you in my life. You are the best. Rob, do you know that she is the best? Like, oh my goodness. I do not, like, I can't express how much I love you and how grateful I am. You are, like, a second mom to me, a great sister, and I look up to you so much. You have my heart. That's it.
Okay, I think I'm next. Want to shout out Hannah. Literally, Hannah, thank you. You're amazing. She became my DP, like, at the beginning of last semester, in, like, this weird transition time of my life, and I'm just so grateful for her friendship. Literally, I don't think we've ever actually, like, connected in person, so our entire relationship has been over Zoom and FaceTime, and I'm just so grateful for it. Her friendship, she's helped me grow so much in my faith, and I would probably go crazy without our weekly chats. So I love you so much, Hannah, and I'm so grateful for you.
Oh, I guess it's my turn. I just want to throw back around to Jada, who also is every single bit as amazing as just the way that she was uplifting Chelsea. Jada, you've been, like, it's been awesome to get to know you in the last couple of months. I absolutely love your spirit. Not only as a woman who's absolutely on fire for God, but just as a person who loves to live life. And I feel like you're such an incredible example of, like, you know, there can be such a stigma against, like, you know, like disciples being like boring and stuff, or like, you know, not really knowing how to have fun. And Jada, you are insane. And I love every single moment of it. You know, like every time we just are always laughing about like the dumbest things. Every time we're on FaceTime together, I love you so much. Your spirit lifts me up so much. And I'm so happy that we've been able to grow as sisters and as friends this last year.
I got multiple people, definitely Ben, Ethan, and Buka. Just like the times in my faith where I feel like a dirty rag, and they just like point me back to God's grace. So yeah.
Not a dirty rag. Oh no. Hold on, I need a moment. Okay. I just wanted to shout out Gigi, because first of all, when I found out Gigi's age, I thought this girl was my age or older. She's so wise. I literally was like, how old are you? I refuse to acknowledge your age. You're just how old I think you are. Because like, I don't even realize like that I'm a problem. And then she just corrects me so subtly that I'm like, wow, like this is what, like, you are an answered prayer. And I'm just so grateful for you. And I know that no matter what, like, I can call you or at least send you a message and you'll get back to me at some point. I don't have to worry about ever being ignored or just feeling like I'm crazy. Like, it's always just love. And you motivate me to be a better person overall, because I'm like, well, dang, like, if she's living like this, I need to just fix my life, because clearly I'm not doing something right. But I'm just grateful for you. And yes, I love you very much.
Okay, so I have a couple of people to shout out. I am just gonna shout out Hannah again. Hannah, for saying like, oh my gosh, I didn't know how much I needed you in my life until you came along, and literally you like just jumped headfirst into my studies and really just challenged me already. Everybody was already challenging me, but like, oh my gosh, like, you were literally the best. And Lorena, like, you've stuck with me through all of my studies, and now I'm a disciple, and I just am so grateful for your consistency. Like, y'all, when you're looking for friends or like just want a sister, really look for consistency, because that really draws out you wanting to be consistent with everybody else. And then I'm also like, not to be cheesy, I'm just gonna shout out campus, because literally like yesterday, the 19th of January, exactly a year ago, I met Jada on the train, and like, I would not have met Jada, I don't know where like I would be. So I just am shouting out, not to like be cheesy and like close it out like that, but yeah, I just want to shout you guys out, because God loves you and you're amazing and you've just changed my life. So, well, also God has changed my life and Jesus, but like, yeah.
All right. I have like four people I want to talk about, but I don't want to take up too much time. So definitely Ricky, like first and foremost, because he was one of the friends that I made throughout this terrible pandemic. You know, like, I even set up like a little hangout for between me and him, and we instantly clicked. And it was just this time of like real bonding that I haven't had in quite a while. And he's one of these brothers I can actually trust with anything. And, you know, he just, anytime we hang out, it's just such a fun time. You know, he's someone that I can actually vibe with, and he can tell me the truth and love, and I can talk to him about his problems. It's something that I thank God for often, not daily, but often. I'm not gonna drag it that far. Honorable mention would be Mark, since he's my DP, and Shamar, who's here, who I disciple. Yeah.
Okay, so I just want to shout out Julia, Rachel, and Sonia, because they're the reason why I'm even here. So I remember I met Rachel and Sonia like the first week of school, and then I didn't really see them until the spring semester, and I saw both of them and Rachel, and I remember I was walking around the library, and then they like said, like, hey, you want to come to the Bible study? And it was so funny because I was actually planning on going to another one, but I'm glad I went to them instead because they're like the greatest people and the sweetest people ever. And I'm so grateful for them for allowing me to be here and then to just have a better relationship with God. And it's nice that I got a relationship with them too. So thank you guys.
Guess it's my turn now. Cool. So I know, Mark, you said one person. So I'm just going to give a quick shout out to Shanti. He's actually in this call right now. He's my discipling partner. He's been my discipling partner since July or August. And honestly, like, I feel like I've just gotten like close, you know, in our relationship and our friendship in the campus ministry. He's obviously like the closest brother in our New York campus ministry. And I'm just really grateful for him and just not only the fact that he was able to speak in truth, but he was just always there for me when I really needed to like speak to him. And, you know, he's challenged me on certain things. He's helped me make wiser decisions, and just wanted to give a quick shout out to him. So, amen.
Shout out to my bestie, Rachel Sassone. Rachel, I love you. You've been there since the beginning. Fun fact about Rachel, she was in one of my studies without knowing that she was going to be in one of my studies, and I didn't know that she was going to be in my study. So she kind of was just there, and so she sat, and then we started, and then she couldn't leave. And so then that's how she got, her and I met. And I totally think it was God who placed her in that moment at that time. And she's my whole sister. So yeah, Rachel, I love you. Hey.
Wow, amen. Thank you for everyone who shared. Give it up in the chat. That was so encouraging just to hear from everyone, just your love and gratitude for each other. Let's keep it going, even outside of our midweek calls. You know, I do just want to read Luke 6:40, and then we'll come in for a landing here. But Luke 6:40 says, the student is not above the teacher, but everyone who is fully trained will be like their teacher. And so I think we got to think about, man, how can I each week, each month, each year, not just become more like whoever is discipling me, but through that relationship, become more like Christ, right? And that no matter where you're at right now, that just 2 weeks from now, you can be a different person, right? It's the power of the Bible. It's the power of the Holy Spirit. You know, Proverbs 3:5, this is a scripture that a lot of us know. Proverbs 3:5 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding, right? Are you leaning on your own understanding? Do you find yourself kind of making decisions for yourself too much, not seeking advice, not thinking about, I wonder what this sister would think or what this brother would think? So we got to watch that, right? We got to make sure we're not leaning on, all right, what do I think is best? But no, what's the Bible say is best? And what do wise Christians say is best and advise me to do? And really, at the end of the day, we need each other to help each other make it to heaven, right? We have somewhere where we're going. We're building an eternal home, right? And let me tell you right now, that you will not finish this race on your own. You will not. You can't make it to heaven's gates and have that hug with Jesus if you try to do this thing, this Christian life, on your own. You will burn out. I've seen too many close friends of mine burn out because they don't have people in their life, right? So go after those amazing relationships. Go deep. Have fun. Make memories, go on spiritual adventures, go on youth cords, go on, you know, ministry training things, bring people along the ride with you, and don't give up on each other, because one day we are gonna be with Jesus. And when you're with him, man, you are not going to regret any of those long Zoom discipling calls or times where you had to take a train just to go meet up with someone and get some help with your spiritual life. But guys, let's finish strong together. And in 2021, let's, at the end of 2021, look back and be like, man, I was so different when Mark did that midweek about discipling, man, I wasn't nearly where I'm at now. Let's be able to look back and be like, wow, look at how God and his spirit has changed me. So let's be eager to learn. And even this week, as we have our times, let's go after it, right? Let's put into practice the things that, you know, you've taken away from this. What we're going to do, though, to close out, to just really get practical and jump right into it, is we're going to split into our D groups, into breakout rooms. And we want to give you guys some time. So number one, make sure you have a time locked in every week where you are meeting together. You know, some of us might need to still lock in that time. But also in your time together, just share about what you feel like you learned from the scriptures tonight, what you feel like you even learned from each other as each of you shared. And let's just get some time with our group, you know, so that we can kind of set each other up to win and go into this semester with a real game plan. And so let's close out in prayer. And then we will split up into our breakout rooms. I love you guys. Thank you so much for sharing, those of you who shared tonight. And let's pray together.